You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now is already 2:08 PM. Move forward in my comments. You know, I always start with the monologue. And today, so I'm going to blend a little bit of military history with modern culture for a few minutes as a part of today's monologue. And I've always been a student, if you will, of specialized warfare for as long as I can remember. Even as a kid, when I read books on military history, I tended to gravitate toward the stories of units like the 1st Special Service Force, which was known as the Devil's Brigade in World War II, or Merrill's Marauders, or the OSS, or the Vietnam-era LRPs, the Long-Range Reconnaissance Patrols. In the American Civil War, we had guerrilla fighters on both sides fighting for the North and the South. Even back to the Revolutionary War, we had organizations led by such figures as Francis Marion. They called him the Swamp Fox. That's the same guy that they based the Mel Gibson movie The Patriot on. And the legendary Major Robert Rogers, who led Rogers Rangers in the French and Indian War. And in that classic treatise on warfare and military strategy titled On War by Prussian General Karl von Clausewitz in the early 1800s, he referred to the concepts of guerrilla warfare as the Volkskrieg, which is translated as the People's War, meaning that guerrilla forces and unconventional warfare from irregular units would arise and serve for a selected time and a selected purpose. And as one scholar said, quote, it meant that war was no longer merely the business of generals and armies, limited by the rules and the conventions and the laws of war. Instead, ordinary people would fight with whatever weapons they had, however bad the military odds, to preserve the soul of their country. I like that line, to preserve the soul of their country. Now, most of these so-called irregulars, whether they be formed within military ranks or externally, these guerrilla fighters, oftentimes they were disbanded once their present need was gone. But only after they had served their purpose to the fullest extent possible and had reached a point where they were no longer needed. Let me tell you about one such unit that you may never have heard of, the Alamo Scouts. Contrary to what the name may sound like, this is actually a specialized U.S. Army reconnaissance unit operating in the Pacific Theater in World War II. At one point, the commanding general of 6th Army in the Pacific, he was as tired of getting dated and incorrect intelligence, so he petitioned MacArthur for the ability to form a specialized guerrilla force that became the Alamo Scouts. Some say the name came from the fact that the general himself was a native of San Antonio. Others, though, say that they named themselves that because at every turn they were by themselves with no hope of help from the outside if things went bad, like the Alamo. They were an ad hoc unit. They had no formal organizational documents, and even the uniform patch that they adopted for themselves, that was considered a bootleg item. I think something like only 138 men became active Alamo Scouts. And the Alamo Scouts conducted over 100 missions deep behind enemy lines. They made the Japanese army miserable. The Alamo Scouts went where no one else could go, and they assumed a central role in organizing large-scale guerrilla operations and establishing road watch stations and attempted to locate and capture or kill Japanese flag officers and then other direct action missions. Alamo Scouts personally liberated almost 200 Allied POWs themselves, but they also served as the advance scouts for the 6th Ranger Battalion in what became known as the Great Raid, in which they assisted in fighting their way to the Japanese prison camp at Kabanatuan, and they rescued 513 American POWs who were at risk of mass execution. The Alamo Scouts served with major distinction. At the end of the war, the unit was disbanded, but movies had been made and books had been written. And in 1988, the U.S. Army recognized them officially as precursors to the modern-day Green Berets, and awarded all of their surviving members the Special Forces tab for their military records. Now listen, every major conflict has had its share of specially organized irregular fighters, guerrillas who operate in unconventional means. And this morning, I read something that caught my eye, and it got me to thinking about what I often call on this show the culture war. Just today, as I was preparing for the show, I came across an interview with conservative radio show host and commentator Matt Walsh. He was being asked about his new documentary called What is a Woman, which is really making liberals mad, by the way. In the course of his interview, he said this in response to a question about whether or not conservatives will win in this culture war. And here's his answer. Quote, he says, we know scripturally, we've already seen the last page of the book, so we know ultimately that we win, Walsh answered. In the shorter term, I do believe that this fight in particular, the fight that we talk about in the film, is a winnable fight. But any fight in the culture, if we're going to win it, is going to be over the course of generations because we lost the culture over the course of generations. And then he went on to say, right now, we are kind of the guerrilla fighters in a hostile environment. We're kind of the ones in the woods that are having to hide and come up with these little operations, and we got to this point over the course of generations, so it only makes sense that to pull ourselves out of it, it's going to take generations too. But we have to be in the fight long term. If we're only looking for the, here's my five-step plan, this will all be solved by next Tuesday, or here's a switch I could flip and everything's fine, if that's what you want, then you're not really in the fight. So two phrases there. One was the definition of the guerrilla warfare being people who did what was necessary to fight to preserve the soul of their country. And the other is Matt Walsh saying that today, you and I, he says, we are kind of the guerrilla fighters in a hostile environment. It's the culture war. I agree with that sentiment. I mean, bearing in mind what Charlene always says, that there's more of us than there are of them, it still doesn't negate the fact that we are in a culture war, a clash of ideologies that is bent on revising the standards, mores, customs, and laws of this land by hook or by crook. And in their efforts to do so, the left is currently operating in the open. I mean, right now, they are more emboldened than I've ever seen, operating in the open, and for the moment, has the cudgel of control in the House, the Senate, and the presidency with the added fourth layer of an overwhelming amount of the current media and social media. State governments and state governors and attorneys general, they're in the position of fighting back in open warfare against some of this. At least some are. And there are members of the House and the Senate who are openly opposed to the left side of the culture war. But for the rest of us, we can't just sit idly by and hope that those conventional forces, if you will, carry the day. There has never been a major conflict that did not have a strong and viable element of unconventional warfare. Guerrillas operating in the shadows. And that's who we are. The bulk of conservatives today have to think of themselves like the Alamo Scouts in the culture war. Working the issues, working the messaging, striking hard and moving fast. We have to stay on our toes, gather good intel, call it in, and keep the fight alive. You see, the left is operating in the open, but our forces are arrayed in that open aspect of conventional culture war with them. But the rest of us, we can have a part. We can have a Volkskrieg, a people's culture war where we irregulars, sometimes a loosely banded group of folks, we carry the fight for as long as the homeland needs us because it's about the very soul of our culture. Alamo Scouts in a culture war. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. It's just funny how those things come together. And I was thinking about the Alamo Scouts, then I read that quote, and then I read the quote from Matt Walsh. And folks, I think it's true. If you think for a second that this fight will be won because you sent somebody to D.C., you're wrong. It gets won because of everybody doing their part, even those of us who become like the guerrilla fighters in a culture war. Alamo Scouts, Right Side Ruffians, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.